This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Hopefully, we can rise above partisan politics in order to support national security.
President Trump speaking last night in his first ever Oval Office address to the nation. He urged action on border security before the government shutdown can end. But congressional Democrats rebutted, saying exactly the opposite. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi arguing that the shutdown needs to end before they'll negotiate anything about added border security.
He promised to keep government shut down for months or years, no matter whom it hurts. That's just plain wrong. The fact is, we all agree we need to secure our borders while honoring our values.
Criminal charges being filed against celebrity chef Mario Batali in two cases alleging sexual misconduct at his New York City restaurants. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
A 7-year-old Houston girl, Jasmine Barnes, was laid to rest yesterday after being shot while in the family car on a Houston area highway back on the 30th of December in what police say was a case of mistaken identity.
The Portia Washington thanked the large crowd that turned out at the church.
This was a wonderful turnout, and I'm just so grateful for everybody in here. You just don't understand. I didn't think it was going to be this big, but it is big, and it is a celebration, and I just want to thank everybody.
Murder charges have now been filed against two men who apparently fired at the wrong car.
That's USA Radio's Rick Vincent. Another retired Marine general is leaving the Trump administration. Anthony Zinni resigning as the administration's envoy to the talks aimed at ending the year-and-a-half-long dispute between Saudi Arabia and U.S. ally Qatar. Zinni saying he's stepping down because he believes he's reached an impasse. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A former congressman is responding to claims that he left his gig on Capitol Hill to be a lobbyist. USA Radio Network's Tim Burke reports.
Former Congressman Trey Gowdy denied Senator Elizabeth Warren's claim that he left Congress for a fat lobbyist paycheck. Warren took to Twitter and blasted the former congressman in a tweet saying that he foamed at the mouth at power in Congress, then retired and claimed he didn't enjoy it. Now it's clear Trey Gowdy just wanted a fat lobbyist paycheck. That should be illegal. Gowdy, former congressman in South Carolina, responds on Fox News.
Well, there are a million things that you can legitimately criticize me for, and if she's struggling to come up with a list, my wife is happy to help. But I'm not a lobbyist. I'm not going to be a fat lobbyist. I'm not going to be a skinny lobbyist, a plus-size one. I'm not lobbying at all, and that's a factual matter.
Amazon has stopped selling what some found to be offensive, bath mats. More on that from USA's Chris Barnes.
The online retail giant is pulling the product after the Council on American Islamic Relations complained that the mats are offensive because the writings that are holy to Muslims would be stepped on or otherwise disrespected by customers. The products were available through a third-party seller. Amazon has removed them from the website, effective immediately. CARE saying it appreciates Amazon's prompt action, but since last week it has still received complaints about similar products on Amazon, including toilet seats.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Gil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. So much happening in our world today. Of course, the presidential speech last night, let's see, we'll have to see on the follow-up if the needle moved at all. Of course, the contrarian viewpoint, quite interesting. I was just going over the notes from CNN, and of course, you expect them to be contrarian, and their arguments are so hollow. Right now, I want to bring John Milkovich on. He is an attorney, a Democratic state senator in Louisiana, author of the new book, Robert Mueller, Errand Boy for the New World Order. John, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Hey, Bill. It's such a privilege to be on your show.
Well, real quick here before we get into your book, because there's lots more to talk about, and I want to keep front and center in the minds of our listeners here about, Robert Mueller and what he's all about. Your take last night on the president's speech.
I have to confess right off the top, it was my daughter's birthday last night.
Happy birthday to her.
We're out to dinner, so you're going to have to tell me in the course of the show what happened last night.
Well, that's okay. I didn't have a chance to connect with you before to make sure that you could have some input on it. But he laid the case out, I think, as the, commander-in-chief. You know, we have said from day one, even going back before with the Obama administration, the number one job of the president, and I believe the number one job of, our government should be the protection of its citizens. And right now, this president has decided to draw a line, and I think most Americans get it, that, the Democrats continue to make deals. They don't honor the deals. And, and they say right now, hey, look, let's open the government and we'll figure this out. You haven't figured it out for decades. So what tells me you're going to figure it out now unless you are compelled to stay at the bargaining table to really earnestly figure this out?
That makes a lot of sense. And I think President Trump, his family are immigrants. My family's immigrants. Most people in the United States are immigrants.
All God's chilling here in the United States are immigrants. Let's face it, right?
Well, it's just that there's a difference between immigration for people seeking to make a better life for their families and seeking to help us build, and weaponized immigration where people are trying to get here so they can bomb, sell drugs, terrorize communities. So I think, it's even biblically, and then you're the expert on this, not me, but even the Bible is always, as far as I'm concerned, the bottom line. What did God say about immigrants?
Mm-hmm.
He said, look, we'll welcome people into our culture and our society, but guess what happens? They've got to accept our God, accept our values,
exactly.
Honor our history.
Mm-hmm.
That's right out of the Old Testament.
And people have tried to, twist the words of the Bible a bit here, John, now that you bring this up, and say, well, God said this, no, God did not. He was really specific as to the order of things in order to protect the integrity of what it was that he was creating in terms of a chosen people, to have a base of people that would be his representation to take out, to spread, before the gospel was the gospel, let's spread the values of, of eternity. And you had to do it the right way. And, you know, gosh, I remember in those old spaghetti westerns when I was a kid growing up, you know, one of the things that would always...
You cannot remember those spaghetti westerns.
Okay. So they would always ask, you know, when somebody came to town, you know, are you friend or foe, you know? And for some reason, you know, whether it's California or now New York with some of the stuff they're coming up with, you can't ask a common sense question. And Main Street America is wondering what is going on with their government. Not only that, but the tragic aspect beyond this, John, is the, you know, thousands of angel families that we have resulting from this broken immigration system that allows illegal immigrants to kill our citizens. And it's like Atlas Shrugged. You know, nobody cares. And are you kidding me? I mean, are we that detached from humanity? And you talk about a moral and you talk about morality. Forget about the fence. You know, what about these families, you know?
Yeah. Well, listen, your point's so well taken. But, yeah, it's important to bring the and listen, I'm not saying that I'm the ultimate expert on this issue. Very difficult issue. But if you want to bring the whole message of God, it does involve kindness to strangers and a requirement that they accept the values of our culture, our community, honor our God, and follow God's laws. So it, in the Bible, it's not one without the other.
Right, it's, exactly. Well, the problem we've got here, John, you know, frankly, is that a country that was raised up, you know, from a blank sheet of paper and some brave founding fathers that were willing to put it all on their line, you know, their treasure, their very lives, you know, to create this great American experiment. It was all, you know, they all understood that this was a blessing by God. I mean, music that we grew up with was, you know, a nation under God. I mean, you know, part of the language. But we have decided and we have purposely decided to abandon God. And then we wonder why the chaos is happening in our country and why common sense things are out the door. Say, well, look at, well, you've turned your back on God and then you wonder why you have.
I'm glad I got you fired up today because you're really talking good.
Well, you know, this
you're
is...
You're exactly right.
Yeah, this is my heart, John. I mean, this is the bottom line of this whole matter. I mean, people want to get out of chaos. Well, you know, chaos happens when you disengage from those founding principles. The Bible is clear. You know, we've mentioned it. The Bible is clear. People without vision will perish. And the other translation of that same verse is a people without revelation will cast off restraint. Now, revelation comes from God. So if you do not have revelation from God, in other words, you're not getting the wisdom and understanding from God, you cast off restraint. You're like that untethered hot balloon with a hole in it that's going pal-mal all over the place. But that's our country today because we've untethered from those foundational principles, that our founding fathers said was absolutely imperative and was the basis for the U.S. Constitution and our Declaration of Independence. Said without a people of morality, these documents do not work.
Amen. That's what I'd say in church, and I'm going to be old enough to say it on talk radio. Amen. Well, you're right on.
Well, much to talk about here. Obviously, we needed to bring this up because this is the foundation, I believe, to all conversation is we have to be on the same page. The problem that we have right now, I mean, look at the, you know, the surveys. Survey says that something like 87% of Republicans believe that there should be a wall. And on contrast, Democrats, roughly about the same percentage, say there shouldn't be a wall. I mean... So, you know, what is happening with our country? And then we wonder why we're at loggerheads right now. And so either we're not communicating and connecting with one another that we're so far disparate or that politics has taken over and chaos is reigning to such a degree that right is wrong and wrong is right.
Well, yeah, we've gotten away from the baseline principles of right and wrong. And, hey, I'll be old-fashioned enough to say the Ten Commandments. The New Testament, God's given us a template, and there's a lot of distrust between the parties, and it seems like the Democrats in Washington are acting worse now than the Republicans, but honestly, if you there's enough blame to go around. There's some.
Well, it's sadly, it's our humanity. We've got more from John Milkovich on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're going to talk about his book and Robert Mueller after this.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
So speak life to the dead and darkest night. Speak life when the sun won't shine and you don't know why. Look into the eyes of the brokenhearted. Watch them come alive as soon as you speak hope. You speak love, you speak.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome. You you found the place that pursues the truth no matter where it leads, coming to you fresh and independent right here at the intersection of faith and politics. John Milkovich is with us, an attorney, a Democratic state senator in Louisiana, author of the new book, Robert Mueller, Errand Boy for the New World Order. Let me tell you, you will pick up this book and it will be thrown across the room many times because of the revelations and the hard work that was put into this. You know, we have been conditioned to believe that Robert Mueller is this outstanding individual, but when you really pull back the shroud and you look at his history, you realize, as John says, he's nothing but an errand boy for the New World Order. And if you think not, look at what's in the middle continuously, same old song, whether you're talking about Whitey Bulger, the Pan Am Flight of 103, BCCI, Ruby Ridge 9/11, the anthrax attacks, and WMDs. What they have in common? You got it, Robert Mueller. John, good to have you back to talk about your book. Boy, you did a lot of hard work on this, and it is really, you know, it is a benefit for we the people to understand clearly what Donald Trump has been talking about in this deep state, the shadow government that has been in operation, and it would seem that Robert Mueller is in the center of it all.
Yes, Bill, and there is such an astonishing Grand Canyon-sized gulf between the media depiction of Robert Mueller as a straight arrow Eagle Scout, Dudley Do-Right, and the treacherous, scheming, conniving Robert Mueller that his biography shows that he is. And, you know, you covered it. You did a pretty good fly over there, but I mean, Boston, he was right in the middle of the Whitey Bulger mafia terrorist, Winter Hill Mafia in Boston, and a bunch of people ended up dead, and FBI agents were protecting and assisting Whitey Bulger. One or more writers say that FBI agents actually assisted Whitey Bulger in the commission and or cover-up of murders. And, Robert Mueller, he was the assistant U.S. attorney, then the U.S. attorney in Boston for over 4 years, right in the middle of the Whitey Bulger's heyday when the FBI was protecting Whitey Bulger and tipping him off of local law enforcement investigations. And what did Robert Mueller do? Mm-hmm. Didn't say a word, didn't lift a finger, saw something, did nothing. Mm-hmm. And I take that back. He did do one thing. Apparently, according to some Boston, some journalists, some Northeastern journalists, four men went to prison for a murder that may have been committed by Whitey Bulger. One of the men, and may all possibly all four of the guys, were innocent. Two of them
exactly.
Got in prison. Mm-hmm. One of them, Louis Greco, was demonstrably innocent, and according to one or more writers, Robert Mueller was writing letters to the parole board to keep innocent people in jail while Whitey Bulger skated. And interestingly enough, Whitey Bulger gets coincidentally found and rounded up right as Whitey Bulger's Boston-rooted terrorism became an issue in the reappointment of Robert Mueller to serve another 2 years as head of the FBI. So right as Mueller's cover-up for Bulger becomes an issue, coincidence or not, they find him. And, of course, mm-hmm. We know what happened to Whitey Bulger. Who knows what he knew about Robert Mueller? I don't know.
Right.
But, you're right. You mentioned Pan Am 103. The killers were identified. Ahmed Jibril was the Palestinian terrorist who made the bomb. Mansour Al-Qassar was the Syrian drug dealer who helped get the bomb on board. CIA had their fingerprints. Robert Mueller's called in to take over the investigation. What happens? Jibril, the bomb maker, a pass. Al-Qassar, the guy who helps get the bomb on board, he gets a get-out-of-jail-free card. The CIA agent that gave the green light for the flight to take off, knowing that it had a bomb on board, they get a mulligan.
Yes.
Of course, to make Robert Mueller's classic Hallmark operation complete, Bill, we talked about this before on air. He has to, whenever he not only lets the guilty go free, he has to find some scapegoats to make it look like he's doing his job. So he targets a couple Libyan intelligence officials who are
right.
Totally uninvolved and ruins their lives. Guilty go free, innocent get persecuted. This is an ingrained habit.
Exactly.
And I think
And John, wait a minute, real quick, because I want to, you know, people may not understand fully, you know, why Pan Am Flight 103? Who was on that flight that they were actually the target? This is key for people to understand.
Well, yeah, this is a $64,000 question. Is Charles McKee was United States Army Major, highly decorated, just top-notch soldier, and a high-ranking officer with the DIA, Defense Intelligence Agency. He was actually in the Mideast trying to rescue American hostages. He comes across a CIA-assisted drug ring where Alcazar is the same guy that helped get the bomb on board Pan Am 103. He was trafficking heroin from Syria into American cities. CIA was protecting him. Charles McKee, the American hero, the whistleblower, the soldier, the patriot, the upstanding American, he was on his way to America to blow the whistle on the CIA's involvement in the drug ring when the whole fight blows up. He had the documents. He had the records. And, of course, when federal agents swooped in at Lockerbie to clean up the debris and among the dead bodies of the people who have been killed, tragically, they zeroed in on Charles McKee's suitcase that disappeared and they came back. Contents were gone, and there was a hole cut into the suitcase, and the contents were gone.
You see, this is a pattern, John, when we talk about the CIA and drug running, whether it was Vietnam here with Pan Am Flight, the full story. Of course, we didn't get that, you know, from the investigation. We've only got a couple of minutes left, and I want to talk about Dr. David Graham. You and I didn't get a chance to get deep into his story and 9/11.
Well, yeah, David was a close personal friend of mine, Bill. He was a highly decorated Vietnam veteran. He was one of the guys that went out into the South Vietnamese countryside, tried to create bonds with the South Vietnamese civilian population and provide dental services at his own risk. Highly dangerous, volunteered for 62 missions. But what happened to David Graham is he came across a couple of the Saudi, the hijackers were in Shreveport, Louisiana area 10 months before 9/11. He reported them. He met with federal agents, said these guys are up to no good. They're using false names or pretending to be doctors or trying to get on the nuclear installation of Barksdale Air Force Base right across the river. And one of them is talking about their relatives meeting with Osama bin Laden. So he blows the whistle 10 months before 9/11.
Right.
Of course, October 2001, he's in a restaurant, pulls up the newspaper, and there's the picture of the 19 hijackers. Two of them were men that he blew the whistle on and reported to the Fed. 10 months before 9/11, make long story short, he rattles everybody's cage. He goes, tries to get up the flagpole with it. Goes, literally drives to Washington D.C. to turn the information over to the congressional investigation. And right as he's fixing, FBI agents are saying, "Don't publish your findings. Don't tell the American public that you blew the whistle. Don't tell the American people that you were complaining to federal agents about two of the terrorists 10 months before 9/11." He says, "No, I'm going forward." He gets poisoned. The FBI, he survived miraculously, but never walked again. He was neurologically stricken. But FBI agents were there to tell his own doctors, but try to discourage them from saving his life. They were there to lie, to say that he tried to commit suicide. They were there to falsely deny that he had met with them. They were there to basically massage the facts about what happened and deny that he had blown the whistle.
And, of course, Mueller insisted that there was no warning whatsoever leading up to 9/11, right?
Another lie. Right. And, of course, he said there was weapons of mass destruction. He said Dr. Bruce Ivins did the anthrax. That was another fraud. He rounded up a bunch of innocent people after 9/11. He got to try to pretend like he was doing an investigation after he had the Saudis and the bin Ladens of the United States flown out of the country so they couldn't be investigated. Robert Mueller is a tried, tested, and true cover-up artist.
Without a doubt. You got to get your hands on this book, ladies and gentlemen. If you are interested in the truth, Robert Mueller, errand boy for the New World Order from John Milkovich. John, as always, thank you so much. Happy New Year, buddy.
Bill, you're doing a great job.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hopefully, we can rise above partisan politics in order to support national security.
President Trump speaking last night in his first ever Oval Office address to the nation. He urged action on border security before the government shutdown can end. But congressional Democrats rebutted, saying exactly the opposite. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi arguing that the shutdown needs to end before they'll negotiate anything about added border security.
He promised to keep government shut down for months or years, no matter whom it hurts. That's just plain wrong. The fact is, we all agree we need to secure our borders while honoring our values.
Well, criminal charges being filed against celebrity chef Mario Batali in two cases alleging sexual misconduct at his New York City restaurants. And this is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
My fellow Americans, tonight I am speaking to you because there is a growing humanitarian and security crisis at our southern border. Every day, customs and border patrol agents encounter thousands of illegal immigrants trying to enter our country. We are out of space to hold them, and we have no way to promptly return them back home to their country. America proudly welcomes millions of lawful immigrants who enrich our society and contribute to our nation. But all Americans are hurt by uncontrolled illegal migration. It strains public resources and drives down jobs and wages. Among those hardest hit are African Americans and Hispanic Americans. Our southern border is a pipeline for vast quantities of illegal drugs, including meth, heroin, cocaine, and fentanyl.
Bill Martinez live.
The way our president laid it out last night, before God and country, and so now what are we going to do about it? Of course, you heard the rebuttal, Nancy Pelosi. She says, of course, we're all concerned about national security while honoring our values. Let's bring Jenny Beth Martin here with us now. She's the president co-founder of Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, what did you make of Nancy Pelosi's response saying, you know, what stuck out for me, she said, while honoring our values. I mean, what are our values if it's not law and order? Is that not core to everything?
It is core.
power to everything. And it's one of the things that sets America apart from so many other countries in the world. We write down our laws. We have a very deliberative process to pass them. Then we write, and they're written down so that every citizen and non-citizen, for that matter, knows what they are and where you stand. But when you don't enforce those laws, and you allow some people to break the law and make others obey the law, it creates what is we call a lawless society. It enables people to break the law in other areas, like with the opioid and drug crisis in our country.
And sex trafficking and on and on. And the thing is, what I question, Jenny Beth, I mean, we're so open-minded, our brains have fallen out here, to think that somebody who's going to break the law at the border suddenly comes into the United States and becomes law-abiding. That doesn't make sense in any form or fashion, and I don't care how many sanctuary cities or states you create. I mean, look what's happening here. We've got citizens, American citizens, who are dying at the hands of illegal immigrants who have been deported 4 or 5 times. They have criminal records, and these are the people that are killing our citizens. And I don't get it. I don't understand why such a high number of Democrats, according to the polling in that, I mean, an equal amount of Republicans, about 85-87% say we need a border wall, and you've got about that same amount of Democrats that say we don't need a border wall. Well, this is such a disconnect from reality. It is hard for me to get my brain around this.
Well, the border wall has turned into just, it is political. People who, and I don't know that people are even paying attention to what it really means. There are people, I do think there are some who are paying attention to it, who understand the real issue. I think some people support it because President Trump has supported it, and others oppose it because President Trump supports it.
Exactly.
And they're just resist. Mm. The fact is, I've been to the border. I've seen it firsthand. I've been there multiple times. It is a dangerous situation that we have going on in our border. Border Patrol agents have been attacked. Drugs are coming into our country. The crime that is happening to women and children being exploited and used by people who want to get illegal drugs into our country, so they'll use children and even women to distract Border Patrol and Customs so that in one area of the border so that they can run drugs up another area.
Right.
We need, as President Trump is asking for, fine, don't call it a wall. Don't even make it concrete. Make it the steel barrier. That's what he's been referring to it as now. Fine, okay, that works for me. Just protect it. He wants 750 additional Border Patrol agents. We definitely need that. 2,000 more additional law enforcement personnel and support staff. He also wants 52,000 detention beds for the influx of border crossers and enhanced medical support supplies and additional temporary facilities. And he also mentioned technology to detect drugs and weapons.
Right.
The way that I see this is a solution to secure the southern border, and it incorporates some of what he wants, maybe not exactly the way he envisioned it initially, so it may not be concrete, it may be a steel barrier, fine. It incorporates some of the humanitarian aspects that the Democrats have asked for, like beds and medical support and supplies, and it also incorporates technology and human resources it's incorporating everything that we need.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy Pelosi, Speaker Pelosi, and Leader Schumer got up there, looked like they were hostages, and they talked about paychecks. They did not talk about solutions. They said they care about border security, but their actions when it comes to border security are meaningless right now. What I'm hearing is they care more about government worker paychecks. And let's face it, every other government shutdown that we've had, people always get their paychecks.
Exactly.
Get their paychecks. So if history is any judge, they're going to get their paychecks again.
Mm-hmm.
But the people whose family members have been killed, they'll never see those family members again. The people who have been impacted by the opioid crisis and illegal drugs and now are facing addiction, they and their families will be facing that addiction for the rest of their lives.
Exactly.
And so you may, the government employees may have to wait a little bit longer while we get this worked out, but we need to get it worked out.
Yeah, it's been kicked down the, you know, road for decades now. And I don't blame the president. I don't blame others for, you know, having lost faith with the Democrats who said time and again, hey, we'll give you the wall. We'll do this. We'll fix it down the road. That's what they told him last year. And they didn't fix it. They didn't participate. And now they're coming up with these ridiculous counter arguments. And as you say, you know, let's talk about the hundreds of thousands of workers that are without a paycheck. Sure, we feel for them. That's a terrible issue, but as you say, we've got families here that just went through the holidays with an empty chair at their dinner table because an illegal immigrant took their child out. You know, one of the mothers Angel Moms here recently in her blog basically, you know, talked and shared her sorrow about her young son, 22-year-old son, that was murdered at the hands of an illegal immigrant and one who had been deported several times. And she basically put a plea out to the people coming in saying, look, it come into this country legally. And I said, OK, well, I understand that part, but I think it's, it needs to be a clarion call to the government to say, look, get your act together, legislate this thing, get it under control so our citizens are not getting killed. Really, the blood of this young man, this 22-year-old young man, and thousands of others are at the feet of the legislators who have ignored this. And of course, even now, more so, as you say, because they're so anti-Trump, they just hate Trump because, you know, oh, we don't want him to fulfill a campaign promise. Well, 63 million people voted for him to be president of the United States. And why shouldn't he do something that a lot of politicians over the years have not done, like fulfill a promise, right?
Right, exactly. And elections have consequences. He was elected. We did want him to address this issue. It's the number one issue that defines his campaign. I think it's why he became the nominee in large part. And he's now doing what we expected of him to do, which is to fight for it. He's been keeping his promises, but now he's just doubling down and being willing to stand up and fight for what's right for our country. It's our turn now, today, tomorrow, and the next day, to pick up the phone and just belt the phone lines on Capitol Hill and make sure, especially the Democrats in the House and the Senate, understand we need to protect our border and we need to do what President Trump is asking.
And, of course, the Tea Party is posting videos. We got about 10 seconds left here, Jenny Beth, posting videos every day about border security. So check it out.
This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stair lift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
That's 800-915-9164.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
His name is Jesus. His name is freedom. He's broken every chain.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Stephen Moore over there, senior economic contributor for FreedomWorks, economist and author of the new book, Trumponomics, Inside Trump's America First Strategy. Steve, Happy New Year. Good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hi, Bill. Happy New Year to you, too.
Hey, boy, I'll tell you, we ended the year. I know fourth quarter, December especially, a little crazy with stock market. But, boy, the creation, the announcement of 312,000 jobs, what a great way to end the year.
You better believe it. It was those numbers just blew me away. And I'm one of Donald Trump's biggest fans and the architects of his economic program. But, you know, not only do we get 317,000 jobs, we had 50,000 revision upward from previous months. So it's more like 365,000 jobs. Mm. And then we had, the biggest wage gains in 15 years. We now have the lowest black, Hispanic, female unemployment rates ever. We have now 27 states that have their lowest unemployment rates ever. So, you know, I labeled 2018 the year of the American worker because if there's no better time in modern history that has been better to find a job than today in America.
You know, there's many things to appreciate about this president, how he's fought for the every man and woman of this country, the forgotten man and woman, some would say. But Donald Trump has not forgotten them. But what I appreciate is every time there's a revision on numbers, they always go up. And I remember for 8 years, whenever there was a revision under the Obama administration, those numbers always went down.
Well, it does. It is interesting that we've seen these big upward revisions. I don't know if there's anything political going on there. I doubt it. I think it's just that the economy is growing, you know, so fast now that it's hard for the statisticians to keep up with. And also, you know, you're getting all these new businesses that are forming that are hiring workers, and a lot of times they're not in the standard, when we do these surveys, a lot of those businesses are not in the survey, and then we catch up and we say, hey, look at this business. It's now got, you know, 60 or 80 workers. But the bottom line line here is, you know, the real economy is good. I am worried a little bit about the Fed. I think the Fed is a big problem right now. The Federal Reserve keeps raising interest rates, and that is causing, it's taking dollars out of the economy at a time when prices are actually falling. I mean, look at what's happened to the price of oil, what's happened to the price of wool and cotton and wheat and steel and lumber. I mean, that's an indication that there is some deflationary effect in the economy. And, you know, think about this. We have lowest unemployment rate in 50 years. We've got wages growing. We've got no inflation. We've got strong economic growth. Bill, somebody needs to tell me what problem here the Fed is trying to fix.
Exactly. Meanwhile, the world's eyes are on America saying, we want some of that, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it's like, I'll have what she's having, as they said in that famous movie. But I think that, you know, I'm a little worried about that. My eyes are really following very closely the trade negotiations with China, because, you know, that's the other big overhang on the economy, whether Trump can pull out this trade deal with China. I hope he can. I mean, China is a bad actor. We've got to get a better trade relationship with China, because they've been abusing us for a long time. They've been stealing and cheating, and they saw right before Christmas a big story about them hacking into our computer systems and, you know, industrial espionage that's going on. I mean, we can't continue with that. We've got to clean that up. I think Trump's going to win there. I think, you know, they've got 40 days left before that deadline, and I think Beijing wants a deal.
Do you think the announcement out of Beijing that President Xi called the army to arms, saying get ready for war, does the trade negotiation have anything to do with that, or is it just you know, some other outside forces that caused you know, President Xi to make that statement?
Who knows? I mean, you know, it's hard to get into the minds and the thinking of the government in Beijing. But it's certainly not a good sign, is it? You know, China's become more militaristic, more mercantilistic, more criminal in a lot of their activities. You know, they are saber rattling in the China South Sea. You know, the Asian neighbors, whether it's Taiwan, whether it's India, whether it's other countries in the region, Singapore, are getting very nervous about what China is doing. We have to recognize, Bill, that China is no longer a friend. They're not an ally. They are the new Soviet Union. We're up against an enemy here.
Right, exactly. And, you know, with all the, as we say, the upside of, you know, the indicators here in this country and with our economy, you know, there were some analysts saying the R word, but then almost immediately, which I was appreciative to hear back, that saying, wait a minute, you guys need to step away from the bar. There's no recession.
Well, you know, the people who said that there's a recession are the people who want the recession. Right. I mean, there are a lot of Americans who are liberals, who hate Trump more than they love America, who would like to see Americans lose their job to make some kind of a political point. You know, but no, look, the real economy is doing great. You know, it's even the New York Times said the economy is sizzling now. The New York Times is no friend of Donald Trump's. So, now look, what could happen the next year? Could we have a recession? I would say no, never. You know, but I don't see any signs of it. I'm with Larry Kudlow. As far as I can see in the future, I don't see a recession. I see a strong economy, strong construction, strong manufacturing slowed down a little bit from an all-time high. You know, we've got, consumers spent like crazy during Christmas. Now, you know, when the stock market falls like it has, that's going to have a negative effect on people's spending, because there's what we call a wealth effect. But on the other hand, you know, I just think the real economy is good. We've got a good tax system now. We've got a good deregulation, pro-business environment. And so I'm going to say no recession as far as I can see.
Well, and we'll have to wait and see what the Democrats do. As you say, you've got people, those antithetical forces that are willing to sell their souls to try to take Donald Trump down and work against the better interests of this country. And,
well, you've got somebody like Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez who says we should have a 70% tax rate. You want a recession?
Yeah.
That'll get a good long recession.
Right.
That'll throw millions of people out of work. Yeah, put back in place a 70% tax rate.
Yeah, why would we give place to a 29-year-old inexperienced individual who's become a gaffe machine already?
Well, because, you know, well, it's the old saying, right? You know this one, Bill, that if you're not a socialist before the age of 30, you have no heart. And if you're still a socialist after the age of 30, you have no brain. So let's give her one more year.
Okay. Well, so we'll have to write it out and see how much more excitement comes out that hasn't already been exposed in her short tenure already.
With respect, I mean, a lot of these people in politics, people like Valerie Cortez, they've never had a, they don't know anything about job creation. I mean, this is the problem with Barack Obama and so many liberals. They don't know how to create jobs. They've never been in business. They don't know how to make a payroll. That's the thing I think Americans love about this president. He knows how to run a business. He knows how to make businesses succeed. He knows how to hire workers. And those are the kind of people you want to ask for economic advice.
Exactly.
Not a 29-year-old who just graduated from college.
Well, Steve, we're underestimating the enthusiasm level of so many Americans. And you and I talked about this before, and that is the people who have been on the sidelines that wanted to open up their own business. I mean, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Chase, every bank I've spoken with have said, Bill, we are so bullish on new business right now. They are opening up in record numbers. And what excites me about that is the individual sense of value that is coming out. This isn't just males. This is females. These are entrepreneurs that are really jettisoning the backbone of our country.
Yeah, well put. I mean, well put. And, you know, the line by, we mentioned Alexandra Cortez, the other woman who's been in the news lately has been Elizabeth Warren, and she was in Iowa saying, we need an economy that works for the middle class. I'm like, what are you talking about? What planet are you living on? Look
right.
At the United States. We've got the first big wage gains in 30 years. The big wage gains, according to the Wall Street Journal, are going to middle class workers. We have, we've created a million new manufacturing and construction jobs. Those are the jobs that liberals said would never come back. So, Trump is creating a middle class economy today.
Well, let me ask you this, Steve. Wasn't it her and the Obama policies and their economy that killed the middle class?
Well, it was a weak recession. I mean, recovery. It was, the weakest recovery from a recession since the Great Depression. Now, in my book, Trumponomics, that Art Laffer and I just came out with mm-hmm. Read the chapter, folks, on Obamanomics and why it failed. It was, we got a recovery, but it was so anemic. There were whole areas of the country, outside of Silicon Valley and Washington, D.C. and some Wall Street that didn't, feel any recovery. And now we've got a real recovery coming. So I'm very pleased about that. And I think Americans, that's why I think Trump is going to be in good shape in 2020 because he has brought jobs to those middle class workers who what we call the forgotten Americans.
Exactly. Well, Steve, the Fed didn't help us out either during the Obama administration with their quantitative easing and printing up trillions of dollars to dump in the economy that at some point down the road we're going to have to reconcile.
I think the Fed should be cutting rates. I think we've got a great economy. All we need to do is the Fed, to accommodate this by not sucking the oxygen out of the economy.
I think
there was no reason for, rate increases. And, you put a good monetary policy on place of a top of a good tax and regulatory structure. By the way, 2018, we had more tax revenues than any year in American history. Did you see that?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Yeah. So, liberals are running around. The tax cuts causing the deficit. What are you talking about? We got more revenues in than any time in history. And they're saying the tax cut caused this. It's the out of control spending. And that's where I'm going to give Trump some low marks. I want him to start vetoing these spending bills.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, he made it pretty well known. You could tell last year when he signed that bill, he said he would never do it again. And I think this is what's kind of given him the courage right now to, to go along with shutting down the government. Let's get these things. Let's get America back on track and let's be responsible with our spending.
Yeah. And, I think out of a $4 trillion economy, we can certainly afford, a couple billion dollars for a wall.
You think so? Yeah. Especially with the USMCA just around the corner, which is going to return billions of dollars, not to mention the billions of dollars we've already collected on tariffs from China, right?
So right about that. And, I was looking at these pictures this morning. Nancy Pelosi has a wall and a fence around her compound, but I guess she doesn't want one around America.
I guess not. Steve Moore, economist and author of the new book, Trumponomics, Inside Trump's America's First Strategy. Steve, as always, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay Heating Pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay Heating Pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay Heating Pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots.